Hello, everyone, and welcome to Therapy in a Nutshell. I'm Emma McAdam, a licensed marriage and family therapist, and this is the podcast where I condense mental health skills into bite-sized nuggets of help. If you're ready to learn more in-depth mental health skills, check out my online courses on anxiety, coping skills, and how to change your brain, 10 alternatives to medication to improve mental health. The link is in the description. You can use the code NUTSHELL for 25% off. Hi everyone, Emma McAdam here. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and today we are going to talk about something that I wish we didn't have to talk about. But, recently in my local school, one of the kids took their own lives. And I have seen this happening in schools all throughout my state. And I think it's really important that parents know how to talk with their teenager about a classmate's suicide. And one of the reasons this is really important is because after someone in their community commits suicide, it makes all the teens at higher risk of depression and anxiety, but also of suicide. So it's really important that parents know how to talk with their kids and that they have those conversations. Now, as we talk about this, I'm going to give some general guidelines. You, as a parent, you're going to know your teen better than I do. So please, pay attention to what they need, where they're at. But I'm going to give some general tips and pointers for things that you might want to talk about. So this video is about suicide prevention. This is a really serious topic, and this video is not meant to replace professional advice. So please work with a therapist, a doctor, or another mental health provider, because this video is intended to be educational and informational, but not to replace getting direct and personal help that you need. So the first thing you want to do is notice your own reactions. You might feel really strong emotions like sadness or worry, or you might feel really uncertain about bringing the topic up. Some parents might worry that it's going to make their child feel more sad, or it might make them feel worse if you talk about it, but avoiding it isn't really going to make them feel better. So please don't avoid having this conversation, and check yourself that you're not too reactive or fear-based when you do it. So before you talk with your teens, just take a minute to get centered. Notice what you're feeling, notice what you're worried about. And then when you go talk to your teen, it might help if you're a little bit vulnerable about that. Explain to them, I'm feeling a little worried, or I'm feeling a little stressed or really sad about this event. And that might help them feel, more safe being vulnerable with you about what they're feeling. Next thing you want to do is just prepare yourself to listen. I've got another video on empathic listening. I'll share the link here, but make sure that you're ready to do more listening than talking. Let them talk about any of their concerns. And it's okay if there's long periods of silence. They might say something like, "I don't know," if you ask them a question. And that's okay too. You can say, "It's okay to not know. I don't know how I feel yet either, but I'm hoping we can, kind of figure out what we do feel or think as we talk together." You could also ask open-ended questions. Some of these questions that might be helpful would be something like, what have you heard about this person? Or what do you think about this situation? Another way that might make them feel more comfortable opening up is if you ask them, how are your friends reacting? What are they worried about? And instead of asking, especially if you have high school-aged teenagers, instead of asking them if they've experienced mental illness or if they've had thoughts of suicide or if their friends have, ask them when they've had thoughts like this, or when have they had friends who are concerned with these issues? Because at least 30% of teenagers experience a mental health challenge during high school. So it's really common, and your teenager is going to have friends who are experiencing this if they aren't experiencing it themselves. Okay, another thing to think about is, don't get stuck in speculation. Don't spend a lot of time dwelling on reasons why this child ended their life, or reasons or on the methods of how they did it, because that's just not helpful. And instead, kind of redirect your conversation and redirect what you ask about what are things you can take action on and what are things you can work through together. Another important thing to think about is to remind your child that it's not his or her fault. And even more than the average person who also wonders this, you know, the average adult is going to wonder, what could I have done to prevent this? Teenagers, they're really egocentric. That doesn't mean that they're super prideful, but it means they think the world kind of revolves around them, and they think everything that happens in their world is something to do with them. So they're more likely to think that a friend's suicide is their fault because they're unable to see that, you know, everything in the world isn't about them. So it's important to help them realize that it wasn't their responsibility, that it's really common for kids to hide, and people in general, to hide what they're thinking and feeling. And it's not their fault that maybe if this was one of their friends, it's not their fault that they weren't able to, you know, prevent it, or it's not their fault that their friend didn't even tell them what was going on. So help normalize that, you know, bad things happen and it's not necessarily our fault. Another thing you can do is encourage them to convert those feelings of sadness into taking action in the future. Action like being more open and seeking help and, you know, helping other people seek help with the right professionals. Another, you know, thing that you'll want to do is help them process through emotions. So emotion processing is kind of noticing, naming, and exploring those emotions so that we can move through them. Dealing with grief and the complicated nature of suicide, it takes a lot of time to figure out. So I recommend that every parent check in with their teen, you know, weekly for a little while. And over the next period of time, you know, who knows how long this might be impacting them, but I recommend at least for the next couple of weeks, check in with them. How are they doing? And, you know, see how it's impacting them over the course of perhaps a year. You can help your child process through thoughts and emotions by making a safe place to be with you, even if they don't want to talk about it. So you can spend time just doing things with them, going for drives or doing activities they like, and that can help them feel safe to talk with you about it, maybe in the future if they're not ready to talk with you about it right now. Another thing to be aware of is that sometimes teens respond to painful emotions by engaging in risk-taking behaviors. So drinking or drug use or, you know, other teenage things. And so it would be really valuable right now to talk with your child about some strategies to work through emotions in a healthy way. So these are things like talking about it with others, writing about it, getting healthy physical activity. I've got a whole course on coping skills and self-care. And that's got this, you know, a big list that you can download of ideas of how to cope with intense emotions. So you can check out the link in the description if you want to learn more about that. Now, we talked a little bit about how youth are at a higher risk for suicide when there have been suicides in their community. So let's talk for a minute about how you can care for your own child's safety. And this is really important, especially if your child has a history of depression, self-harm, or suicidal thoughts. So it is absolutely okay, and I would recommend it, that if you're worried about your child's mental health, that you ask directly if your child is feeling suicidal or feeling depressed or even just having thoughts or plans of suicide. This is not going to plant the idea in their mind. If they're thinking about suicide, they're going to be thinking about suicide. You're not going to, you know, create this new idea for them. And you can use this time as an opportunity to express your love for them and how much you care and are concerned about them. And this can be a way to strengthen your connection with them. And as always, I always emphasize this, but it's really important. You're going to feel anxious and nervous, so you might feel inclined to talk a lot, but make sure to listen first. Create a safe place for them. Don't dismiss their thoughts or feelings, but do take action as needed to keep them safe. So if you're really worried about them, make sure to help them access outside resources like a therapist, a school counselor, a doctor, or an educational support group as needed. And, you know, if you think they're at an immediate risk, reach out for professional support immediately. So you can call their therapist, you can take them to the hospital, or you can call 911 if you are, you know, concerned about an immediate danger. A lot of times, depression convinces people that they are such a burden that other people would be better off without them. So you know, it's important right now to let your child know that you would be devastated if they were to die. Let them know that they aren't a burden to you. Let them know that they're valuable to you. And all of that can help your child, you know that the world wouldn't be better off without them. Another thing that's, you know, important for parents to think about is to add barriers to a child's access to means of suicide. So my state of Utah has a really high suicide rate. And one of the reasons is because a lot of people have access to guns. So one thing you can do to help prevent suicide is to just make sure your guns are locked up. And you can also choose to lock up medication or take other preventative steps. This is not going to, you know, guarantee that they won't be able to prevent suicide, but the goal is to help slow down their access to means to commit suicide. And if we can slow them down, we can help, you know, potentially help them get support and the help that they need before they take any action. If you're a parent and you're watching this, I really want to say thank you, because it's parents who really are on the front lines of this mental health crisis. So thank you for watching this video, taking the time to learn skills and to get the tools that you need to be able to help your kids be safe and healthy and happy. So thank you for watching this video. Please share it, because you never know who could benefit from watching it. And take care. This podcast was adapted from a YouTube video from my YouTube channel, Therapy in a Nutshell. So if you'd like to see more of my videos, check that out and go subscribe on YouTube. Also, you can sign up for my newsletter at www.therapynutshell.com. Thank you for listening, and take care.